Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to InterSecure's first financial results investor and analyst conference call. Mr. Rémy de Tonnac, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Richard Vachier de Tournière, Chief Financial Officer of InterSecure, will be your host today for this presentation. We will hold the call in English with a company presentation first and then a Q&A session. For French speakers, please do not hesitate to ask your question in French, and we will translate into English to the rest of the audience. I now turn the floor to Rémy. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, or good evening for those joining us for the from the west coast of California. So welcome to our fourth quarter and full 2011 result presentation. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of InterSecure, and as you probably know, this is our very first presentation as a listed company. I have with me Richard Vachier de Tournière, our CFO, and some of you should know him. Our press release related to our results for the fiscal year ended December 2011, as well as this analyst presentation for today's discussion, have been posted on our website. Therefore, for those of you who do not have it, I encourage you to go on our website to follow this presentation. I will start with a brief overview of our group and of the overall performances, and then I will hand it over to Richard for more detailed comments on our annual financial results. I will then conclude on InterSecure perspective for 2012. So, slide 4 provide with a brief overview or brief reminder of our group. As you should know, InterSecure is a world leader in smart platform for secure transaction. We are active, present on three main business segments, the mobile NFC segment, the digital security, and the secure payment. Inside is a fabless company. We have a very strong focus on R&D with over half of our employees engaged in the development of our product. Innovation is at the core of the company. We have over 500 patents covering all of our product in the different market, and including some essential patent for the NFC technology. And our customers are to be found in all kind of markets. They are the big smart card manufacturer like Oberture, Gemalto, Morpho. They are the large access control system provider in the physical world, but as well in the pay TV or in the computer and network security world. And as well as, of course, the big OEM when it comes to NFC, the big cell phone manufacturer. So, turning to slide 5, in 2011 we posted a total revenue of $151 million. This is up 94% versus 2010. Of course, a lot of that come from the incremental revenue due to the acquisition of a business division of Atmel on secure microcontroller solution that we bought in September 2012, but as well due to the very significant takeoff of the NFC market in the second half of 2011. So, taking advantage of our position as a pioneer and leader on NFC technology, as you can see on this slide, already in the fourth quarter of 2011, NFC represented more than 50% of our revenue, and we ended up the year based on the analyst data with a market share close to 50% in volume on the NFC market. More broadly, InSide is quite well positioned on the different market where we play, the secure payment, and especially in the US, and we'll come back to that, and the digital security on a few new initiatives. In 2012, in fact, last month, we reached a milestone in our history through the successful IPO on the Euronext NYSE market. Therefore, as we get into now mainstream 2012 with this strengthened financial position, we feel comfortable that we'll be able to bring the innovative new product and solution that our customers want to get. I will only give an example of those innovative new products before handing it over to Richard. We are introducing a new product called Booster NFC, which is essentially the possibility to put NFC on a SIM card and therefore to address the legacy market of existing phones who do not have NFC. This new product will be introduced in the third quarter, and we have significant prospects to introduce this product before the end of the year. Let me hand it over now to Richard.
Thank you, Remy. Turning to slide 7, I would briefly comment our latest revenue for 2011, which anyway had been rendered public early in February as part of our IPO process. 2011 was a year of change for our group, marked by sharp variation in revenue across our three business segments. NFC sales reached $47 million in 2011, confirming the takeoff of the NFC technology. Digital security revenue was globally stable in 2011 compared to 2010 pro forma, with sustained growth in some promising markets, such as anti-counterfeiting, offsetting the expected decline in other subsegments. On the secure payment side, revenue has been down, as anticipated by our group, in a year of transition, especially on the US contactless payment market. Slide 8 provides you with a snapshot of our Q4 year-on-year and quarter-to-quarter revenue breakdown by segment, underlining again the shift driven by the mobile NFC takeoff. Quarter-to-quarter revenue were up 16% in Q4, with mobile NFC accounting for 52% of our revenue for this last quarter. Q4 2011 was particularly high in terms of revenue due to the mass deployment by our main customer, Research in Motion, of new handset platforms integrating by default our NFC technology. Turning to the income statement now, I would like to comment on three parts. First, on the gross margin side. As explained earlier in the year, the outsourcing of the secure element continues to impact our gross margin. All the more as sales of the secured products, which the secure element is incorporated in, have represented the major part of our sales during the second half of the year 2011. As we explained before, we expect to see a progressive reduction of this impact by developing and selling our own secure element. We expect to launch it commercially on the fourth quarter of 2012. As you know also, there were also no design wins in the SMS payment business during the period when Atmel Corp was seeking for a buyer of this business and before we took it over. As a result, adjusted gross margin and gross margin expressed as a percentage of revenue was down in 2011 compared to 2010. On the operating expense side, I would like to make two comments. In 2011, we have maintained tight control on selling and marketing expenses, as well as general and administrative expenses, altogether SG&A, reflecting economies of scale achieved by integrating the SMS business. In 2011, SG&A expenses represented 18% of the revenue, compared to 28% in 2010. In addition, we have maintained investing for innovation, with R&D expense increasing, primarily for the mobile NFC segment, and also mechanically, I would say, following the integration of Atmel Corp businesses and resources. Going now on slide 10, we will comment each of the three segments. As explained before, NFC business represents a leading part of our revenue in 2011. To our knowledge, we are one of only two vendors worldwide currently shipping NFC chips in volume. Revenue in Q4 were driven primarily by RIM, launching a new mobile phones incorporating our technology. In addition, in the second half of 2011, our group began to post its first revenue from the strategic technology agreement with Intel Corp. This revenue comes initially from payments for reaching development milestone. The adjusted operating loss of this segment is explained primarily by accelerated spending to keep pace with the rapid growth of this business. Turning to slide 11 and commenting on digital security. Except primarily for chip for access control, the product offering of this business line is part of the SMS business acquired from Atmel. Performance varied per subsegment and for this business line, which is now fully integrated within Inside Secure. In 2011, we posted significant revenue in solution incorporating secure module, meaning hardware solution plus software solution. On the other hand, ID products revenue and margins weakened during the year, essentially because of the lack of design wins from card manufacturers in the period prior to the acquisition of SMS by Inside. Targeted spending on marketing and sales effort are leading to a wider digital security offering to serve more attractive markets with a higher growth potential. Thanks to high gross margins above 40%, we are able to generate significant profitability on this segment at 22% of revenue for 2011. Moving to secure payment on slide 12. As the group had anticipated and explained, revenue in this segment were down sharply from 2010 pro forma, primarily because of the downturn in the US market for contactless payment solution, which is transitioning toward chip and PIN technology. As foreseen, this slowdown, coupled with the absence of design wins on the EMV business front from Atmel, led to an adjusted operating loss in 2011 after three profitable years on this segment. Given this situation, we have reallocated a portion of our R&D resource to the NFC segment while continuing to develop a product platform dedicated to the future US EMV payment market. The aim is to be positioned in the US market where EMV-like smart card products are going to be deployed in 2013. On top of an historical experience, we believe we have a great knowledge in this very specific market. Let me now comment cash flow evolution over the course of 2011 on slide 13. Our cash position went down from 41 million to 21 million in 2011. Main sources of use of cash were the operating losses and the increase in working capital, mainly inventories to support the ramp up of the NFC business. On slide 14 and our balance sheet, we believe we have a sound balance sheet, especially after IPO, which allowed us to strengthen further our capital structure. This will help us develop further our group. And as a reminder, before fees and expense, we raised 79.3 million euro or $105 million as part of our IPO on February 17, 2012. Thank you for your attention, and I will now hand over to Rémi.
Thank you, Richard. Let me recap what are the key priorities for Inside as we go into 2012. NFC is the biggest revenue contributor, and here we will be coming with a new product with NFC Booster, which I introduced briefly, and that will provide a very attractive technological alternative to the deployment and NFC in phone and a strong accelerator. Second, we will be introducing at the end of this year our own secure element, which will be very important to increase our profitability. In the field of digital security, we see high growth opportunities, be it in the machine-to-machine segment or in the anti-counterfeiting. We'll come with design in, probably not much volume in 2012, but design win and volume for 2013. And in the field of secure payments, the recent stream of news from Visa and MasterCard does confirm the deployment of EMV with contactless in the US as early as April 2013, and we feel that we are very well positioned with the development of our platform. Talking about the outlook for this year and the near future, first priority is to continue to keep up with serving at best our existing customers, RIM in volumes and Intel, for which we have a sizable activity of design in. In parallel, of course, we are focusing on consolidating our position and diversifying our position and customer base with big first-tier OEM of the cell phone world. And we intend to capitalize, of course, on the launch of the NFC booster and own secure element, as I just said. Obviously, RIM represented the major part of our NFC revenue in 2011. And we did say as well that for 2012, the bulk of the revenue of NFC will come from RIM. So our objective of reaching the break-even point and therefore positive adjusted operating profit in the last months of 2012 remains. It depends partially on the launch of the new platform BB10 that was commented yesterday by the CEO of RIM, or very early this morning by the CEO of RIM, and confirmed for the second half of 2012. Therefore, on this basis, among other assumptions of deployment of new product, we do confirm the objective that was communicating during the IPO, and therefore the reaching the break-even point in terms of adjusted operating profit. So, last and in a nutshell, here are the key points that tell you that we feel we have all the right fundamental to be well positioned on the three core markets where we play. NFC, one of the two players, the closest player to a pure player in that area, leading position on the digital security market with a few great opportunities like M2M and anti-counterfeiting, and ideally positioned in the US to take the wave of the deployment of EMV in the US starting in 2013. With that, we are concluding this formal presentation and we are opening the floor to questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. We have a first question from Stéphane Houri from Natixis. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Good morning, Richard. Good morning, Rémi. I have a few questions. The first one, obviously, is about the target to diversify your customer base in NFC. Could you give us an update about the new customer you did announce during the IPO process? Is it going to be a significant volume this year or not? And is it for Secured or the other product? And regarding Intel, could we expect significant volume as early as this year? And Android, what are the key progresses with the future Android customers? And I have an additional question, because you are talking a lot about the NFC booster, which seems to be a bit ahead of the schedule compared to what you've been saying in the past. Your competitors also, Austria Microsystems, seems to be very positive on the prospect of this kind of product, especially with Chinese banks. What kind of volumes do you start to see coming in 2012? And could it be, I would say, a kind of hedge against any risk coming from the launch of BB10? Thank you.
Oulala, thank you. That's a lot of questions, so I'll try to keep... if my memory fails, you will help me. On the new design win that we announced, in fact, during the IPO, well, as you know, it is only, 5 weeks after the IPO. We made it clear that we will confirm this announcement before the end of Q2. I'm pleased to tell you that it will be well before the end of Q2, meaning in the first half of Q2. But I cannot be more accurate at this stage because, as we told you, it all depends on when our big customer wants to come with a public announcement. But again, it will be in the first half of Q2, so coming weeks. Intel, all is progressing well with was it SecureID or no? It will be a pure NFC chip without the secure element for this new design win that we'll be announcing. On Intel, what to expect? So we are progressing well on the development track. We are progressing well on the business development track as well. We expect to announce some design in the coming weeks and months. It is mostly in the field of laptop and ultrabooks, so we do not expect huge volume in the few millions, more it, like in the few hundred thousand or maybe 1 million. But we are progressing very well with Intel.
And to complement what Remis just said, so for the main part of 2011, the revenue generated with Intel will come from this development phase, whereby we transfer some next generation NFC technology to them based on milestone. And then in the second half of 2012, and especially last quarter, we expect or we hope to see product revenue generated through the Intel channels and through their customers.
Absolutely. Android, we said that yes, of course, we are working on Android and our software stack is absolutely Android ready, and we have a few track here. Well, stay tuned. Don't be too impatient. Again, it is only 6 weeks after the IPO. We said that we'll get there in 2012. I cannot be more accurate at this stage.
Okay.
Booster, ahead of our schedule, not really. Let's say that we are growing more and more confident. We mentioned during the IPO that we'll be introducing this product in the third quarter. We do confirm that, yes, it will be in the third quarter. In Barcelona, 4 weeks ago, we did announce a partnership with Morpho in France, and we announced a partnership with Sunward Elitel in China, so it is getting more accurate. This is with these guys that we are going to make some deployment, probably more so in China than in Europe, or at least the volume will more likely come from China. To your question on Austria Microsystem, yes, well, there are other smart people in this world who got probably the same idea as the one that we had ourselves. It happens that, as we told you, we have some very strong patents on this technology that in due time we will leverage. But I would say it is not a bad thing that you have more than one supplier in this kind of technology. It is even reassuring for some of the big customers. And the market is literally huge to equip existing phone in geography where NFC is being deployed with a boosted NFC SIM card and to deploy those applications. And to your last question, does it edge kind of the position that we have with some level of risk linked to RIM and the introduction of BB10? Yes, definitely. It is one of the significant initiatives that we have for the fourth quarter that will help edge this uncertainty that we have heard about yesterday. Even if, in my view, yesterday was rather good news in the sense that RIM CEO did confirm that the coming quarters were going to be challenging, but that maximum effort focus is put on BB10 and it will be released in time, although he didn't qualify what is in time exactly. And they will give prototypes for developers to work with in May, and they will give product to the carriers in the early part of the summer for their internal qualification. So that was rather positive in our view.
Okay, and if I may, last question to come out of only pure NSE questions. Could you comment on the design win trend in payment and especially also in digital security? Because you've been talking a lot about the disposal process of SMS, which has hurt the design win trend. So how is it now?
So two different situations, although they are related to the same event. In the field of secure payment, yes, clearly, because of the absence of design win during this long period of time, we were left with products that were very mature, or that were, I would say, in the later technology compared to our competition, and therefore we clearly stated that our focus will be for design win in the US market, that will by itself represent about 30% of the world market. So it is not a market like other market; it is the market that we cannot miss. We will be well on time for the end of the year for probably some pilot, but no volume, and ready for the takeoff in April 2013. On the digital security, for the same reason, in the field of the traditional segment of digital security, like the ID, access control, or pay TV, we had a lesser activity in design win, and therefore a flattish or declining revenue stream here. But at the same time, working hard on the strong emerging trend of anti-counterfeiting and machine-to-machine, we see a strong pipe of opportunities today. Those opportunities will translate into design in, meaning having our product design in the solution of our customer in 2012, and into volume in 2013. So we will be able to measure the progress that we are making in those two segments in the course of 2012.
Okay, thank you very much.
We have a next question from Mr. Jérôme Ramel from Exane BNP Paribas. Please, you have the floor.
Yeah, good morning, Richard. Good morning, Rémi. Just two questions. The first one is on the integration of the NSE radio with other connectivities. We recently saw Texas Instruments announcing a 5-play combo. Broadcom is very vocal about the fact that they will come pretty soon to the market with combos as well. So if you just could share your view on when the market will go for integrated system and how you differ from competition, what more do you offer than just a chip? And the second question is for Richard. If you just could explain why the inventory were up and the receivable were down, just to try to reconcile the working capital.
Okay, thank you, Jérôme. So on the question of the connectivity combo, and to be clear on that, it is a connectivity combo chip that will integrate Bluetooth, FM, Wi-Fi, and NFC for sure. Sometimes even GPS, based on what we read from Texas Instruments. This is no new news in the sense that this has been discussed about for quite a few years. Now, TI comes with this announcement. From what we understand, it will not translate into a product until very late in this year or early 2013. We are yet to see if this does work as a system within the phone. So we do think that the whole of 2012 for sure belongs to standalone, that the vast majority of 2030, I would say 80%, belong to standalone as well. And we believe that going forward, like we have seen for other connectivity combo, and I take the example of Bluetooth, we'll have at least 50% of the market for the next few years beyond 2013 that can be addressed with the standalone chip, optimized standalone chip, maybe coupled with some security elements, which is another approach to combo chip. At the same time, we will address this opportunity by providing our secure element to those connectivity combo chip, exactly in the way we are doing it today with Intel.
So to address, can I?
Yeah.
To address the second part of the question related to inventories and to trade account receivable. So inventories as of December 31st, 2011, were 23 million. Up compared to 1 year before when they were at $17 million, but also down compared to September 30th, 2011, when they were at $30 million. Comparing, so decrease between September in dollar terms and stability in terms of stock turn. We experience a flattish stock turn of 90 days of cost of sales, which is in our view still too high, but is necessary to accompany the ramp up of research in motion, for which we have to ship product in as many as 11 factories among their supply chain and ODMs. So increase in dollar term, but stability in terms of stock turn, and it has to be viewed in front of the expected activity. On the receivable trade receivable side, so the decrease in trade receivable is completely explained by the factoring agreement that we have entered into in Q4 2011. And which provided financing for $10 million as of the end of 2011. So we take it out of the balance sheet because this is a fully deconsolidating agreement whereby we transfer all the risk to the bank. Therefore, we are able to deconsolidate. And if you want to rebuild your model compared to the $18 million of trade account receivable on the balance sheet as of the end of December 2011, you would have to add another $10 million to get back to the initial value. I realize that we provided a summary of the cash flow statement on the detailed version, this one, and on the notes to the financial statement, this variation is completely and clearly detailed. So, okay.
We have no more questions. Ladies and gentlemen, I remind you that if you wish to ask a question, you have to press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you.
As people are thinking about potential new question, I want to recap that again. This is only 6 weeks after the IPO, so as you understand, there are no very major news compared to what we said. Luckily, I would say, no major change versus what we said 6 months ago. If any, what was perceived as potentially the greater risk with our exposure to RIM has been clarified yesterday by the CEO of RIM. In a positive way, to our sense, in the sense that he said, yes, the next two quarters are going to be quite difficult, but BB10 is on time, which is much better than telling us that the two quarters are going to be okay, but BB10 is going to be postponed by a few months. So we feel that this risk is mitigated. As for us, we are really running our engine on all cylinders. We see opportunities definitely in the field of digital security, even though volume will be low, but could happen in Q4. We see as well opportunities in the secure payment linked to the early deployment of the US, and more importantly in the field of NFC with new OEM coming in and with volume hopefully ramping up in Q4 and with the booster initiative. So we feel confident that we have cards in our hands to be able to answer to the expectation of the market.
We have a new question from Stéphane Houry from Natixis. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. If I have the opportunity, just an additional question about the secure element, your own secure element. You're talking to introduce it about commercially by the end of the year, if I'm correct. Can you just describe the steps you have to reach to get it into the market, i.e. is there any specific certification? What are the steps now to get it into the new product? And will it be in BB10? I know you can't directly answer the question, but just to see where it will come in the revenue flows.
Yeah. So as for the first question, the process, so we are going we have given already some engineering sample, hardware chips to some of our customers. We are finalizing, so the hardware is ready and the hardware is going through the certification process. In the next quarter, we will finalize the development of all of the software stack and the porting of the software stack. That will have to go through another certification, and therefore we'll be able to introduce commercially the product at the end of the third quarter. Then we need to go through the qualification process with our customers. So to your question of is it going to be in BB10? At this stage, I cannot answer. We do hope that we'll be able to catch probably the later part of the BB10 model. It all depends on the exact date of introduction.
Okay.
Nevertheless, it would not represent a significant volume in 2012. And let's be clear here, I would say 90% of the, at least 90% of the deliveries of secure element in 2012 will be with our partner Infineon.
Okay. And just for modeling purpose, I guess that the NFC, mobile NFC division will be growing this year, that payments will be down again. What about digital security? What kind of growth or not growth do you see for this division?
So in fact, yes, I think I commented briefly, but without giving any figure, we see digital security as flattish this year due to the fact that the so-called quote-unquote traditional segment of digital security like ID, pay TV, access control are going to be declining, and the new opportunities of security module for M2M smart metering, anti-counterfeiting will be growing. But overall, it will be still a transition year, addressing the new opportunities, new design in with volume coming in 2013.
Okay, thank you very much. That's it for me.
We have no more questions.
Okay, so with that we may end up this call. We again thank you for your attention today, and hope to enjoy talking to you in the very near future for our next investor and analyst call. Thank you.
Thank you all. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call. Thank you all very much for attending. You may now disconnect.